Yowza, yowza, yowza. This is a time of the year where the weather gods play tricks on you. They give you a couple of sunny, fabulous days, and then the next day you're still a little high off of that wonderfulness of the weather, and it turns into a gray, drab day with an icy rain. They just don't want you to get too used to being spring yet because they haven't decided to start it. The spring machine hasn't been loaded with enough springosity. So that's what we've got going this week. Of course, the Mueller report was released, and what does it show you? What it should show you is that everything is run by multinational corporations and criminals. But, you know, the sheep on both sides, well, he's totally innocent. Well, he's totally guilty. Then nobody's totally anything. It just shows you that rich people can get away with things that we cannot. And they always have. Now that tax time is over, they find that 67% of the people who filed taxes say they got less than they did last year, except for those people who are fabulously wealthy and multi-rich corporations who, many of them, paid nothing in taxes. And we just nod our heads and say, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's just... Bill Hicks did a piece a few years ago that when you're elected president, at the end of the day, they take you into a little room and they show you a video of the Kennedy assassination from the point of view of the grassy knoll where you see Kennedy get shot and you also are looking down the barrel of the rifle that shot him. And then screen goes up and a voice goes, do you have any questions? You'll find your agenda on the table as you leave. And that's pretty much the way it's going. Always has. Ever since, probably right after World War II. We are just in the midst of corruption beyond anything we even can conceive it. Have you noticed that the Burger King chicken sandwiches are a little more tasty than they used to be? Do you know why? Because Burger King bought Popeyes, the people who do chicken right. Didn't know that, did you? How much more don't you know? There was an X-Files episode a few years ago where they were testing in some small community, putting a secondary signal underneath the things that people were watching, but only on certain houses, and the people in those houses would go crazy and start killing people. Can you think of maybe this is going on a scale we can't imagine? How many people trash a McDonald's and fight, get into fist fights with customers and attack the manager because the chocolate ice cream machine isn't working? Or they arrested two middle school girls. Middle school! Middle school! Who were plotting and conspiring and about to commit murder. They had a list of 10 that needed to be eliminated. What's coming through? What are there subliminal messages that we're not picking up, like only people of a certain age can get, like that special Sonic thing that some stores buy, that if you're under the age of 40 you can't hear it, but if you're if you're over the age of 40, you can't hear it. But if you're under the age of 40, it's painful and it drives them away from the store. These things exist. We got some real crazy stuff ahead of us. And it will continue because we just nod and, oh, my God, Game of Thrones is back. Yeah, I'm as guilty of that as anybody. But we got to get on our toes, people. Because it's going to slip away from us. It really, really is. Talk to your friends. See if are there anybody in their family acting a little weird because they're plastered on Facebook or Twitter? Or are they getting signals from the mothership that we don't know about? Just thinking about it. may start a, some sort of investigation on my own. I'm also going to start to investigate why this cough will not leave me. It's been 4 months now. I probably have some dread disease from Nicorette. Maybe I'll grow a third arm. Who the hell knows? All I do know is it's Friday. F-R-I-D-A-Y, F-R-I-D-A-Y. And I intend to pig out and to pork out and to freak out and get take a little walk in nature and try and get in touch with the earth. Well, not in touch with the earth. I'm not going to send it messages or anything, but you get my drift. Just get away from all of this clutter. Do you know only 1% of the people, especially in the United States, can see the stars the way they're supposed to? Because there's so much ground clutter of light. That's why we're not seeing the asteroid showers the way we should be. Got one coming up this weekend. Sure hope we can get away out of the city and have a chance at looking at it. Because it is the weekend. It's a time to pig out, pork out, freak out, and I think we're going to have to start using the phrase, look out, because the weekend is here. Is now. And you've giata. Give some thought to that subliminal signals going on. Giata! We out!